Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I used to sing that song in church a while ago. And tonight, we're going to talk about being thankful. This Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever. This evening, Thursday, November 24th, on Miss Inez Says, let's talk about it. We're going to talk about I am thankful for this Thanksgiving Day. Tonight, you don't have to be alone on Thanksgiving. You can call in and give a word of thanks for what you are thankful for this Thanksgiving and hang out with me. Join me tonight on Miss Inez Says, let's talk about it. And you can also listen to past episodes on demand at blogtalkradio.com and look for Let's Do It Radio. All y'all listeners, I am Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Vaku Designs. So call in at 845-241-9985 and let's talk about being thankful. Let's be thankful and grateful together. Hello, my brother Joe from another mother. Happy Thanksgiving to you. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving to you. How are you doing?
I am grateful. I'm thankful. I'm here. I'm happy. I'm fat. I'm sassy. I'm Miss Inez. I'm who I am. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm thankful for four things. I'm always thankful for four situations that I'm not in.
Okay.
Because I thought about this, you know, years ago.
Okay.
If a person is not homeless, if a person's not in the hospital, if a person's not in jail, and if a person is not in an abusive marriage, then they are, even if they have a bad situation, if they're not in those particular categories that I mentioned, I believe that we have ample time to find a way to get out of those other situations. So, you know, so if you're not evicted, if you're not on trial, going to jail, if you're not in the hospital, then I think a person, but outside of an abusive marriage, like I said, then I think a person has a reason to be thankful, even if they're in a bad situation.
Okay.
So that's the
way
I feel.
I appreciate that because as long as they're alive and they can, you know, open their eyes and breathe, you know, some people are thankful. They may be in pain, what have you, but they're still grateful and thankful to be here on this great earth. So thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have Dr. Lula, I believe, on the line. How are you? And welcome to Miss Inez.
Oh,
how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm just elated to know that this segment hit the lines, what you're thankful for. I sit back and look back over my life, and I see all that the Lord has brought me through and has brought many through. And I'm just forever grateful for even people that I have not met personally, have not known. I'm grateful because the people have so many stories to tell, and I'm listening to people how that they blame all of the tragedies and say this world is so bad, and I stand corrected. The world is great because the Bible says everything God made was good, so it wouldn't be the world. It would be the people that infiltrates badness in the world. But again, as I said, in 1861, Abraham Lincoln Emancipation Proclamation speech says we look for the better in us. And he took that from William Shakespeare's Othello. He talked about the better in us. So the better in us causes us to be thankful and grateful in spite of everything, every obstacle, every trial, every tribulation, every everything. And it comes from the transforming of the mind. And when the mindset is clearer by the Almighty, then we will give thanks in spite of everything. Good thanks, bad thanks, just thanks. And even this year, moment on here talking with you, it's just thankfulness. It's gratefulness. Yes. It's faithfulness. I'm just grateful, and I have a mind to pray for all the people that have lost their loved ones in these last horrendous days coming out of 365 days a year. And I just pray that the mindset gets straight and they just stop killing the people without a cause, people that they don't even know. It's just a tragedy. Yeah. You know, I'm often reminded about the young lady that went to Mexico some years and years and years ago. Very beautiful young lady, beautiful blonde hair, just pretty, pretty, pretty. Mm-hmm. And she disappeared, you know, like that. And they never saw that. And I pray for her parents today. And the people that just had the shooting at Walmart and at Virginia and just the envelope. Yeah, the school shootings, just everything. I just pray for the people that their heart be touched today and that they find strength, you know, that they really find strength from the Almighty to know that, you know, they love their loved ones and they are with them deep down in their soul. They are with them all the time. And I pray that it, you know, it will get lighter, but they will never forget. And all of that makes me grateful. All of that makes me grateful. Just having a mind to think of those people and think of others, that's enough to be thankful for. And that overpowers anything else, thinking of others. And that's what the Bible said. You know, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And then it also says your sisters and brothers. And it say, who are they? Them that do the will of the Almighty Father. Come on. You could be my sister. The brother on the line could be my brother, you know. And we strive daily to do that, what is right.
I'm
really thankful right now. And I, like I say, I had tears for those people all over the world that have lost their loved ones. That continued to lose them. I got up this morning. I had my right mind, you know. I could see, I could hear, I could smell, I could taste, I could touch. If I wanted to eat, I could eat. If I didn't, I just want to be in a meditation all day for those people hurting, I could do that. And I'm just grateful for that mindset. There's so many people that is here, and they don't even know that they're here, you know. And to the utmost, I pray that, you know, people that working with these people, you know, treat them good, even if they're not in their right mind. Treat them good, you know, like you treat yourself. And that helps me to admonish gratefulness. I'm at awe. I'm in awe for the people. My heart go out for them. But I know that there's a higher being that can help them. So I'm thankful. I'm grateful. And I'm mostly grateful, too, about the Lord's most gracious bodyguards. They come all the time, hand in hand. And that would be grace and mercy. Yeah, grace and mercy, because it's extended to everybody. So that is what I'm thankful for, and I'm grateful for it. And thank you so much for just, you know, and thinking of this. Go ahead.
I was going to say, do you mind giving us a prayer? You know, I know you say you pray for these people, but do you mind praying this evening?
No, I don't mind.
Thank you.
Most gracious.
Thank you.
If you're ready, you're ready. Most gracious, most gracious, most gracious, most gracious Father, we come to you right now with no complaint, but with just nothing but thanksgiving. And we extend that thanksgiving to each and every humankind all over the world that's hurting, and that they cry as if there's no hope. They see no hope. But we know Hebrews 11:1 says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of them not seen. And right now they can't see, you know, why this happened or why they're hurting. But we see, God, and because we know we had a transformation of the mind. And, oh, mm-hmm. Father, we ask you to touch them right now. Oh, let some drops of holy faithfulness fall down upon them and their household and their extended families right now. Even all over the world, the people that don't have power, that don't have food, that's lacking the necessities out of Maslow hierarchy of needs. Oh, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we pray for them. We cry with them. We mourn with them. We have them at heart as if it's our own. And, oh, we know that there can be a change for the better,
mm-hmm.
for the better in them. And we know that trusting you will make it better for them. And we pray that they don't turn away from God. We pray that
mm-hmm.
they keep that mindset that there's somebody that's going to touch me and going to make me strong. Through this, I will see victory. You will look at me and you will say, I am victory. And we
mm-hmm.
just pray and we just believe and we just trust in your faithfulness. Great is thou faithfulness. And we
yes,
know you
yes.
extend that all over the world. And we thank you, and we thank you, and we thank you, and we admonish you. We adore you and your adoration. We appreciate you. Even in the midst of tears, we appreciate you. Just knowing that we can find strength. That greater strength
mm-hmm.
that we don't see, we don't feel, we don't think it's there anymore, but we know that you can supply that, and we will be forever grateful and forever careful to give your name all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. It all belongs to you. It belongs to you. It belongs to you. And we pray that they see the master plan that you have for their life. And we pray that they be in good health and that they be restored all that they've lost. And we pray that in this harvest season time that you rain down on them. Some people need money, some don't. Some need help, good help. Some don't. Some need a mind transformation. And we know that you alone can supply that. So we thank
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm.
We
yeah.
appreciate you. And we appreciate Ms. Dr. Inez. We thank you for this moment in time that you gave to her for us to extend this out.
Yes,
that it may reach
yes.
somebody, that it may reach somebody and teach somebody, and that they may latch on and know
mm-hmm.
that there's a comforter that's there even when they don't think it's there. These and all mm-hmm. of the blessings we ask in thy son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just grateful to be able to have this opportunity to have, you know, people, well, have the radio station for one thing, or the Blog Talk Radio, and allow people to join in,
yes.
to meet people, new people.
Yes.
I called Joe, my brother from another mother. He's on the line as well.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate him for calling in
mm-hmm.
and telling us what he's thankful for, and for you, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Lula, for what you're thankful for, and hope that other people
yeah.
call in, because it's for other people, because a lot of times people spend their time alone
yes.
on Thanksgiving, and I didn't want them to spend the night, their time alone, so or
mm.
at least have somebody
mm-hmm.
to talk to or say what they're thankful for. So I am open,
awesome.
I've opened the lines for, you know, just for people just to, you know, pour out their heart if necessary,
it
talk, you
awesome.
Know, just get, you know, give something out there off their chest, because, you know, sometimes you never know what people are going through. And so I just want to Yeah, you never know. You know, you could be the last person that a person talks to, and you could be the one person who lifts them up and takes them out of whatever is bothering them or, you know, tormenting them or what they're disturbed from. So I'm just grateful that, you know, that I have this line of communication with people, and hopefully they're out there listening to, because I sent it out to, you know, a whole bunch of people hoping that they call in and say what they're thankful for or grateful for, or, you know, so, and if they don't, that's fine. I'm just going to keep jibbering, jabbering, because I know Joe and I'll probably continue talking, and you'll continue talking, and, you know, maybe you might have some stories of, you know, somebody else who's thankful for you, you know, or what have you. But, you know, the lines are open, so you can call me at 845-241-9985 and tell me what you're thankful for this year. Say, I'm just thankful for being here today, and hang up. You don't have to have a long, drawn-out story. Just, you know, just to hear your voice and have me hear your voice, you know, that's, I'm grateful for that. So, like I said, 845-241-9985, and call us. You may be full, and that's fine. You may, I'm happy for a full stomach, and click. I'm happy. Okay, I'm fine. You know, you just, it don't take much to make me happy. But, you know, I'm just grateful. So, Joe, you have anything else you want to say at the moment?
Well, I'm always grateful for being in good health. Even at my advanced age, I'm in better health now than I was when I was a kid. And even when I progressed into my middle age. So, good health is very, very important. So I'm grateful for that.
Good. Yes. Yes. And you, like I say, better health, because when you're younger, we're just crazy when we're younger. You know, we don't care what we eat. We don't care what we do. You know, and then we get older, it's like, man, why did I eat that when I was younger? I wish I would have known, you know, then what I know now about my body. It's like, oh, Lord, I got to. As this one guy came into the store, he says, he was rubbing his love shack, which was his stomach. That's what he called his stomach, was his love shack. I said, okay,
love shack.
I thought, love shack, S-H-A-C-K, his love shack. It
love
housed
shack,
a whole bunch of food. His love shack. So I thought that was funny. But and I'm thankful for the job that I have as far as the radio station and working with this at Ricardo's Menswear. And he offered me a job, and it's like, okay, cool. It gives me something to do, which enhances what I do on this as a designer as well. So I'm learning more about how to say fashion and things like that. So I'm just grateful for just the people who have come into my life and stepped into my life, and even for those who have stepped out of my life, because we're always here for a reason, a season, or a time. We don't know why a person has come into our life. But we're glad sometimes that they're in our life for however long. I mean, I met Joe on the radio. I've met Dr. Lula on the radio. Never met them in person, but hopefully I'll get to see their faces one day and say, hey, you know.
Yes.
They'll probably say, you ain't never going to see my face, but.
That's right. You'll never see my face.
You just never know what may happen, so never say never. Never say never.
Oh, by the way, Inez.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I took a look at you have, you know, everybody who has a block show, a block talk radio show, they have their own particular page where their past shows are lined up. I took a look at your page, and where it says Ms. Inez, there's a picture of some guy there. Did you know that?
On what page? Where?
If you look up on your page, if you take a look in the search engine, if you put in your name, Miss Inez, in Block Talk Radio search engine, what will pop up will be your shows, but right next to your shows is a picture of some guy wearing sunglasses.
Oh, interesting. Wearing sunglasses. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm at the... Okay, let me find that out. Interesting. With sunglasses.
Yeah, and it's not Reverend Ron either.
A sunglass. Interesting. That's okay. So I go to Blog Talk Radio. If I could type, I could do it. Radio. Okay, and then go to where?
There, right below the at the top of the screen. Go below the top of the monitor, where you'll see the any of the pages of Blog Talk Radio. There'll be a search field there. And that search field, you put in your name, Ms. Zinez.
Okay. I'm waiting for it to come up. I get educated on this show as well. Bill was my educator because I was like, I don't know what I'm doing on this show.
I'm a computer educator.
Oh, goodness. It's taking a moment to come.
Really? No, it must be on your PC.
Yeah.
Are you on your PC or on your
computer.
Cell phone?
Okay. No, on my PC, my computer. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My monitor, actually, yes. And it's not even coming up.
Oh. It's not?
No. Hold on. Nope.
Okay. Should be there by now. BlogTalkRadio.com. And
that's what I put it in.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the home page pop up.
.com. Okay, let's see what comes up. Okay, and then you say search Miss Inez MZ.
There's a search field.
Inez.
Yeah, you put in MZ, and then Inez, and press enter, and your shows will show up.
Maybe. Do I do it with a period or without a period?
Either or, it doesn't matter.
No period.
It'd be better to have it with a period because that's how you have it on your show, but it doesn't matter.
First, I'm going to go. Google is available for targeting cookies if enabled.
Nah. It's a white search field. It may be small or may be long, depending upon your, how your PC is set. Okay.
I know what search is. Trust me, I do it all the time. You know me when we're always looking up stuff.
Yeah, you do it on Google, on Blog Talk Radio. It should be the same, but it all depends upon what it looks like on a person's browser. If you use different browsers, it'll show up differently.
Mhm. And you say there's a man with sunglasses?
Yeah.
He's a dark-skinned man?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Reverend Ron.
With sunglasses?
Yep. Mhm.
That's him? Oh, okay, because I've seen the other pictures of him. And he's got a beard and no sunglasses. He doesn't look the same.
He does not have a beard. Mm-mm.
Well, then the other guy that I'm seeing, when you have Reverend Ron, right, when you have shows and you're going to have Reverend Ron, you know, who's sponsoring, who's the main the main person of the show, and there's a picture of a guy, and that guy has a beard, and I thought it was Reverend Ron.
No. He doesn't
have a beard. Might have been Reverend McCullough. That might have been
right.
Color or
okay.
But yeah, no.
All right, so that's Reverend Ron. Oh, okay.
And I'm just trying to think why he comes up, because some of them it has the question marks with the two hearts, but on a lot of it is Reverend Ron. I'm trying to see. Interesting.
Oh, okay.
No, Dr. Lula is Reverend Ron's sister.
Oh, hey, Doc.
Yes, that would be me.
Reverend Ron's sister. Yeah,
that would be
his sister.
Good evening. But I have...
So it's a brother and sister act. Okay. You have preachers in the family.
It's peaches and cream.
Yeah, teaching me, I've been here before him, but he has been into that field longer than me. But yet, but I see a line from Del Toro.
He's very good for the relationship show. His philosophy about I like his philosophy.
I like his teachings and his philosophy as well. And mine may deviate a little bit from his, but he's been around the world more than me. You know, I have. He would have had more exposure. My daughter is Dr. Christy Ikani, and she just came in from Dubai. And matter of fact, she traveled to Nigeria about three or four times. And they seem to be well versed about, you know, far and near.
About a lot of things.
Yes, than I am. I've not traveled extensively as they have, but nevertheless, I'm grateful. I'm grateful, but I've got I have some calls coming in. I don't want them to, you know, get into the show time. So I will have to depart.
Well, you're fine.
But I'm just grateful that I was
so
able to stop momentarily and communicate with you all. And I thank both of
you
all
so
very much for being
thank
on the
you.
Line and spending this time to the people.
Well,
thank
nice
you
meeting
so
you, Doctor. I hope you come back so that Inez knows
will.
Me. I hope you come back so that you and Ron will be on the show at the same time, and maybe I can stir up the pot a little between different philosophies.
Oh, no, we're not going to let you.
That would be nice. That would be great. We'll try that.
We don't want y'all to stir up the pot. No, we don't.
Oh, come on, Inez. I thought you were grateful for me.
You know.
See, Doctor, she's not so grateful for me anymore, is she? See?
I am grateful for you, but not for stirring up the pot.
Thank you. You all have a good evening.
Thank you.
Take care,
thank
Doctor.
You. Have a great evening, Dr. Lula, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. But yeah, that's
so you're grateful for me, but for not stirring up the pot, huh? Okay, I'll remember
correct.
That.
That is correct.
I'll remember that for
next
Thanksgiving.
Next Thanksgiving. Okay, no, you're fine. No, I don't know, because sometimes I don't know why it comes up like that. That's really weird. But then again,
that's what I
a lot of
it is,
weird.
Isn't it? Because I would have thought that you would have had your picture up there. So yeah, I guess you can just
my picture should come up, and I don't know why. And the thing is, a lot of times when I send out the links to, depending on where I send out the links, like it might be a Bible study, and the Bible study just stays there. It's just like it's what I send out the link is not the picture that goes with the link. So I just don't even worry about it. I don't even worry about it. But yeah, that's Reverend Ron. That's Reverend Ron. Yeah, that's what he looks like. So. Because if I was up there, I would have on a pair of gray pants, and I'm leaning against
you'd be against a post, or let's say you'd be on a bridge. It looks like you're on a bridge, and you're looking down.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. So you know what I look like. Oh, my goodness, I'm going to have to change. I'm going to have to go incognito. I mean,
you're looking down. I know, I know you're from head to toe, but I don't know what you're... Well, no, I've seen your face. You had a face, just your face, smiling.
I have a face.
I've seen that. Yeah,
with the short hair?
I have a face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do. I have a face. I do. I see some of them are half him and some of them... Because the pictures should be coming up of the person who I have on for that day. And you see Reverend Carolyn. She's the lady with the nice smile and the glasses. And she looks like she's got okay. Because when I go through the search and I'm on page 5, Reverend Carolyn is there. And then my picture's there. And then it says Bible study, join us, and then it has the heart, the question with the heart, whatever you want to call it. But
okay.
So, yes, but yep. But,
you know, the
no,
other day
I
when we were
to...
talking. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
The other day we were talking about how long you've had the show, and you know, and I thought it was only like a month or two or 2 months or so. And you said it's been a lot longer than that. So when I was on your page,
mm-hmm.
where it has, you know, the collection of your shows, yeah, it goes
mm-hmm.
back to August, maybe even to July. So you've had this show about relationships for a long time.
For a while. Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been.
Yeah.
About 4 or 5
because,
months.
Because
time flies.
It's been a while because I know sometimes we've had, you know, the continuations, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, and I think 5 on, there was a 5 on Why Do Relationships Fail, I think. But
something like that. Either 4 or 5.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Because we just continue because I start and then, you know, other people come in, and so I try to, you know, include them in on the different questions, as you already
right.
know. So I just, you know, I just try to continue.
Well, when I say the show on relationships, I'm not talking about the ones that you've had for years, like with you and Stephanie. I'm talking about the kind of
recently.
Series that you've had for a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The series has
mm-hmm.
been like
probably a good
4 or 5 months,
maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you like them?
Yeah, I like them. I want to get down to the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
We have. I like to, you know, because the major thing for me is
mm-hmm.
how do you find the right person? How do you sustain the relationship? How do you solve
mm-hmm.
conflict? And that to me is, you know, what really makes relationships work or fail? So getting down to the nitty-gritty of that. And I've discovered by going to your show, by reading books, and by
mm-hmm.
attending another show just recently,
uh-huh.
that, you know, remember
mm-hmm.
I keep talking about trauma and I keep talking about selfishness. So those are the
right.
conclusions that I've come up with, you know, that
okay.
when people do not work out, it's either because of trauma
mm-hmm.
or relationships, I mean, or selfishness. And I like to
okay.
find a way to go past that barrier so that people can ask, when they're in a bad relationship, how do you make it work? If you're just about gone down to the end, right, and you no longer, you know, as you like saying to me, Joe, I just don't love you anymore. For some reason, you like saying that. So when people say that, you know, to their spouse or to their boyfriend or girlfriend, is there any way to rekindle it? You know,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to talk to a legitimate either psychologist or psychotherapist
mm-hmm.
on your show.
Mm-hmm.
Not these
okay.
relationship counselors that come on the show, you know, come on Block Talk Radio and set up their own shows.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're borderline charlatans. You know, they're just lazy people who don't want to get a degree in psychology. so they put out a shingle and they say, I'm a relationship counselor. Oh, please.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give me a break.
And you know I will never say that. You know, I let everybody who's had relationships talk about their relationships, as you already know, because it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it would be nice that, like, Renee, my friend who's been married for 40-some years, you know, talk about her relationship with her
yeah.
husband and just, you know, see if I can get a real, like you say, have a real, what do you say, psychologist on the line?
Yeah, a real psychotherapist, psychologist, psychiatrist, mm-hmm. somebody who's certified. Doesn't mean that they're good, but it means that they've
right.
at least gone through school and they've gone through the effort
mm-hmm.
of getting some sort of
mm-hmm.
degree or certification. They have a license
right.
to practice, you know, their psychotherapy. So I like to ask them some questions.
And I have a friend, I might be able to ask her, because she was a counselor for H1 for my husband and I.
Oh yeah.
For my first husband.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'll see. You know,
yeah,
but I know that she's probably busy. But go ahead.
But see, if she were the counselor for your husband, without you present,
mm-hmm.
then it'd be kind of hard to have a conversation with her, because then whatever he said to her would have to remain confidential.
And that's fine. I mean, fine. But I mean, she may be able to ask. You may be able to ask her questions or something. But I don't know if she. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be about him and I. It could just be about in general. So, what was I going to say? I don't know if she needs to be paid or whatever. And so, you know, she might come. Because I know she came on the show long time ago once. But and that she,
no,
she
you don't
been
have
back
to pay
again,
her.
But
she,
know,
if she's showing up
her,
on your
that's what
yeah, I know that's her
she
time,
had come on once.
But
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you don't have to pay her. I mean, look, she's coming on your show. You can promote her.
Uh-huh.
You might even get her some business. So, no, you don't have to pay her to come mm-hmm. on your show. If she
and
says, well, you know, I'm kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
that
care
was a while
if it was
ago.
2 years ago. I wouldn't pay anybody to come on my show if I had one.
Maybe you should have one. On how the heck do I get someone to stay with me for life?
That's an idea.
A mate for
that's
life.
That's a good idea.
I mean, you can even have it on my show. As you know, you could be the instigator. I mean, the person just
instigator.
Like you did with Joe.
Watch your language, lady.
I did. That's why I used that word.
all right. You know, I actually do have a show, but it's like yours. In other words, your show was given to you. I have a show which was given to me about, I don't know, 8 years ago by a friend, and I've only used it about maybe four times, something like that, because it's a free show. So it's only a half an hour show. So I
but
never
why,
put it on the
why
air.
Why don't you do it? Why not?
They don't put it, you're not allowed to put it in what they call prime time. You're supposed to show it, have your show something like 2 in the morning or maybe at 3 in the afternoon, you know, when nobody's around.
So when you say your show is a blog talk as well?
Yeah, it's a blog talk radio show. But see, it was started up by another person. That person left blog talk radio and asked me if I wanted her show. And I said, yeah, I'd be glad to have your show. So she gave the show to me.
Okay. Okay, because my girlfriend, she passed away. That's how I got mine.
Oh.
And everybody says, yeah, she passed away. So, because I was on the show when Stephanie, remember when Stephanie was doing the show? I was on it with her. And, you know. And
Stephanie
so then,
passed away.
No. Remember Sharon? Remember that?
Wait a minute.
Remember her?
Wait a minute. You just mentioned that name. It kind of rings a bell. Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's the one who was doing
away.
Do It All in the Mall. Yes, she did.
Oh,
and that's
sorry.
The one who I'm going to be having the memorial service for. Yes, she passed away 12/21.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Just recently.
Yeah.
Wow.
A year ago. Was just a year ago.
A year ago, yeah.
And that's the one I keep on talking about, the memorial service. Yeah. But, and that's another story, how she passed, but Reverend Ron was talking to her on the phone, and there was a prophet. There was a prophet who was at Reverend Ron's house, and the prophet said to him, "You know, I don't know the lady on the phone, but if she doesn't stop doing what she's doing, she's going to be dead before Christmas."
Oh.
That's what it was. And she said, "Oh, I already know, you know, I'm, you know, because she wasn't going to stop what she was doing." And so she passed 12/21. So that was like, alrighty then. So that's what he had told her. That's the story. That is the story. So that was really interesting. Really interesting. And so everybody kept asking me to come back and continue the show. So that's how I am continuing the show.
Well, I'm glad of
that. We are.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, because it's been going on. It's been going on for some time now. I think she said at least at the time was maybe 5 or 6 years, maybe. I think. Don't get me the line, but I think about 5 or 6 years. And then it was given to her, and then she wanted me to help her, but I was always working, so I never got the opportunity to work. So then COVID hit, and I was able to help her because I didn't have a job. So so I was helping her, and then it's like, okay, I'm running out of money, so I needed to go back to work. So I just said, I have to stop doing the show because I need to go back to work. So then, you know, after that happened, then she, you know, passed away, and everybody asked me if I would continue working with the radio. I was like, oh, okay. All right. And that's why I told you I don't know everything, because it was just kind of basically given to me or handed to me.
Yeah.
So,
right.
But, you know, I know how to get into the back, I guess the back world, what I'm doing now as far as the hostessing part and how to get the, everything started. But I wasn't
yeah, that's
radio,
all you really need to
radio
know.
Personality. It takes a lot. It does take a lot. It does take a, I mean, if you've never done anything like this before, it does. When you've never done something like this before, it does.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I've never done anything like this before. Right. Never had done it. It's like, okay. So, you know, so they were still teaching me what to do while I was on the show and everything. So I'm doing the best that I can. So I'm just trying to keep things going. Trying to keep things going. So that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. This is going
on. So you're
on,
talking about the mechanical aspects of running a show?
Correct.
Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 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 I mean, because, I mean, I can promote and I can, you know, do everything else. And, you know, everything was like, okay, this is not working. Okay, got to move a little bit faster on clicking this button. Got to do this. So I was like, oh, it's not going to work. But it's working out just fine. I know how to mute people. I know how to bring people on, you know, and a lot of times there's a lot of background noise. And so I kind of mute everybody until I find out who's, you know, the noisemaker, what have you. So I pretty much let people, you know, do what they need to do and keep on going and so on and so forth. So it's going to be all right.
You know what I'm glad about? I'm glad that no more than about 5 or 6 people show up on your show. And that's if there's more than 4, 5, or 6 people, then just like in any other show, people want to talk, and it'll start getting rowdy. It'll start getting, you know, people, if they talk for longer than 5 minutes, then, you know, people have to wait a half an hour for them to get, you know, for them to talk. So it's always good to have a show which is actually limited. You know, a lot of listeners, but very few people should call in. So I always find that when a show shouldn't have any more than 4 to 6 people who have called in and who are unmuted at the time, because otherwise, you know, people talk over each other. So it's always good to have no more, I find, from my experience. Yeah.
And that's just it. Because, I mean, we have had, 10 on the line, but see, I unmute people, so only one person can talk at a time. You know, that's how I control that. So I'll say extension 6606, you know, go ahead and, you know, say what you have to say, boom, 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 boom. And it's like, okay, that's long enough. That's long enough. So,
yeah.
You know,
I always try to limit
what they have to say. Go ahead.
Yeah. I always try to limit myself to no more than 3 minutes.
That's too long.
Listening to some, it is. It's 3 minutes. I mean, if you can't.
No.
I know. I'm not responding to that. That's a joke. I know. Like, oh, Joe talked for a long 3 minutes. I'm not responding to it. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, darling.
I love you.
I know. I love you, too. So, you know, I try to restrain myself for 3 minutes because I've been on shows that people will talk and talk and talk. See, now, if you're telling a story, it's one thing. But if you know, to me, my own personal philosophy, if a person is trying to explain something, if a person can't explain the gist of what it is that they're trying to say in 3 minutes, they don't know what they're talking about. And
they don't have a gist.
After 3 minutes, they start to get boring. Oh, man. I mean, like on the political shows, and
oh,
a person's trying to talk about, you know, their, you know, the philosophy of what Biden is like or what libertarianism is or what's going on in today's world or what their solutions. I'm not talking about the guy. I'm talking about solutions where people say, oh, well, I got the solution. And then they start talking. Or they start complaining and they start, but then they go on and on and on. And I'm saying, when are you going to get to the point?
They don't have a point. I think sometimes they just like to hear themselves talk. That's what I think a lot of times. I don't like to hear myself talk. I don't really like talking unless I have to. I mean, you all probably think I do, but I just, not really. And that's why it's kind of funny for a person to have a blog talk radio show who doesn't like to talk.
It's a good quality to have, because if you don't like to talk and you allow other people to talk, I know people who are hosts and hostesses, and they love to talk. And when they start talking, you know, nobody else can talk, and they just rattle on and on and on, and you go, shut up, you know. So it's good that you don't like to talk. That way you get other people will have a chance to talk.
And that's why I bring people, you know, that's why I try to bring people on, because I say it's their show, because me, I just kind of bring the topics and what have you, and then let everybody else talk about, you know, their stories, basically, and go from there. So that's what I do. That's what I try to do anyway. And I just let people talk. But Mr. Solution, he's so funny. Because we talked until, I think, 1 o'clock again the other night. It's so funny.
Oh, you
I
did,
think
huh?
He likes talking to me. Because we'll talk after everybody's gone. And I don't know if you couldn't get back in after you hung up.
No, yeah, it was after 12.
I think it was close to
12. Eastern time. So you couldn't, couldn't go back in. No.
That's what I kind of figured. That's probably what I kind of figured, because after midnight, I don't think you can get back in. But if it was like before midnight, I think you could have.
No, after midnight, you can't get back into your show. Your show is 3 hours on the air. You have an hour or two of archive time. You have those 1 hours or 2 hours that you can continue to talk, and it'll be downloaded. You can download that time. But you can't call back in after 12 o'clock.
Correct. That is correct. That is correct. That is correct. It's like, okay. I said it's after 12, so I don't think you'll be calling back in anytime.
Nope. We'll not be able to connect. That's the way Block Talk operates.
Okay, so question. So you have an app that you use when you call in. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Right.
Okay. So.
And that app only lasts for about 2 hours, and then it cuts itself off. And sometimes my phone, for some reason, will cut me off. I don't know why. The phone itself. So the app is, it's good for 2 hours at a time. And at the end of around 2 hours, 2 hours and 8 minutes, 2 hours and 9 minutes, something like that, or maybe even an hour and 57 minutes, around 2 hours, then it'll just shut down. Then I have to call in again.
Call back in? Okay.
Yeah, I have to load it back up again. So, it's free, I'm using a free service. So for free, I'm not going to complain.
Okay, so it's because you don't like to use your own phone, correct?
Yeah, when I use this app, I can use any phone number that I want.
Okay.
That way I don't have to get trolled, I mean, I can always change the number. And I don't have to answer the phones. You know, I don't want, you know, something. There are people who will call the wrong number. I don't get notified of any phone calls at all. The only time I know somebody's called me is if I, if I'm about to make a phone call and then I notice that somebody's called me. Because I don't I don't want to hear from any using this particular app and this phone number. I don't want to hear from people. You know?
Okay.
Even even from friends of mine, I don't want to hear them on this phone because the phone is off. I don't answer this phone.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. That's okay. Because I think I had sent you a, when we first started talking, I said, thank you for, I said, good show, and I you never responded or something. So that was one in the beginning. So you said you didn't want nobody to call. I said, okay, I will respect what you're asking. I will respect that.
You.
So, yeah.
I didn't hear that. What I missed?
I said I respected that, so I just said, okay.
One time I went to a show. I didn't even call in. Okay? No, wait a minute. I know I did. I had to have called in. I called in, but the girl did not pick up. All right? So I never got connected. All right, so I'm on hold. Then the show ends. Do you know she sends me a text, and she says, thanks for calling in. Can you call me at, you know, yada, yada, yada? And I'm going to myself, I never even spoke to this girl. You know, what she's trying to do is get people, you know, to come back to her show, of course. But, you get calls like that. You know, you get calls. From wrong numbers, because people will call the number and thinking it's, you know, a friend of theirs, and it's a wrong number because it's off by a digit or two, something like that. And if I had to answer this phone for every time I had a wrong number or a, you know, a number from you know, some troll, and then
that's
I'd have to
random.
Go, hello, who's there? Oh, sorry, got the wrong number. I don't want to be bothered with that. You know, it's bad enough on my, when I use my real phone. I got to get calls from telemarketers or from people who are, you know, don't want to be bothered.
Right, okay.
I like to lead a nice, peaceful life. My life
do,
is, Oh, I do. My life is circling around peace, quiet, and harmony. You know, when I go to the park, for example, I like to just look up in the sky, even if it's, you know, nighttime or daytime. And I like to see clouds, and I like to see stars, and I like to see the moon because it's harmony, it's nature. Nature is so beautiful.
Peaceful.
And if you're in the right state of mind, right, and if you have somebody there who appreciates the peacefulness of nature the same way that you do, then you too, you know, you can look up at the stars together, can look at each other together, and be kind of like, get your batteries recharged, and then you can go back home and you can talk about whatever you want to talk about, have sex, watch TV, you know. But when you're at a, you know, but when you're at a at the seashore or your lakeside or you're just on, you know, your porch, and you look up and you see how peaceful it is. Oh man, you know, it's just. People don't appreciate.
There's nothing like peaceful.
The free things in life.
The nice free things in life. You know they.
That's
And then with all these shootings and stuff, it's like, what is wrong with these people? What is wrong with these people?
I know. When I do my research every night, I know it is, and I find out about what's happening in the world. You know, it is sad. It's the world's a very dangerous place. So when you can find your own place, when you find your own place where it's nothing but peace and quiet and harmony, it's really nice.
It is. It is nice. It's just like heaven on earth, almost kind of, sort of, not really.
Well, not really, because you're one of those religious types. Yeah, I know.
Who, me? I'm on a religious site?
Yeah.
Well,
aren't
okay.
you? I mean, you believe
okay?
in the Bible. You talk about Genesis. You talk about Ephesians and Ecclesiastes and all that.
Sure.
You're one of those religious types.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, I'm very much into the church. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, but I want to have a friend of mine I had spoken to. He says he knows someone from the Islam community. And he said he's going to have him come on the show. And I said, okay, you know. And I'm hoping that Reverend Ron or, you know, Reverend Carolyn or, you know, somebody's on the line as well so that we can talk, you know, these different things. Because I know Eddie probably could probably talk as well because I think he's a spiritual person as well. But that's just interesting, you know, the things that
he's
we
spiritual.
Don't know.
I don't know if he's religious. He may be. You know, he likes to talk about energy and holistic stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh, that which reminded me of what I was thinking of. I am glad we have a certain panel that we do have. I'm glad we have Eddie, Ron, yourself, and the two sisters, B and Key.
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad we have that, you know. I like having them. It's nice to have.
They're funny. And then Solutions.
Yeah, well, I've known him for years,
I'm waiting for Sarge to come on, his friend, to see how what he has to say.
Sarge doesn't like these kind of shows.
Oh, he doesn't? Okay.
Nah.
Then I'm still
He's a
safe,
political
and
person.
I don't have to worry about it. Oh, okay.
No, I know Sarge. Sarge is a good guy. He's nothing like Solution. All right?
Okay.
He is a very intelligent, very intelligent guy who is he was a sergeant in the tank corps. He was a tank commander. He's a person who knows how to do his research well. And he knows about politics very well, and he knows how to explain things in a very, very simple, succinct matter. He knows how to do that. But this is not his type of show. Okay?
Okay.
So if he comes on, he might come on to do Solution a favor, and then after that he'll just, he won't come on anymore.
Peace out.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But you enjoy talking to him. You'll find out he knows what he's talking about. Because I've already said that he's the most intelligent guy on BTR. I've already said that.
Who, Sarge is?
Yeah, Sarge.
Okay. No, Sergeant Parks, they may have a good camaraderie as far as,
well, yeah,
you know,
he might,
talking
he was a
about
former cop.
Being in service.
Sure.
Yeah. So we'll have to see. But no, I'm just thankful that you know, that I'm able to be an outlet for a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, especially if you let them talk. Absolutely. You're gonna hear some rattling for a few seconds because I'm readjusting my mic here. Okay.
Okay,
all right, hopefully that should take care of it. Okay. I remember whenever anybody asked me around Thanksgiving, what am I thankful for? I'm always thankful for good health. And because because health is very important. Good physical health, good mental health, because that'll allow you to do what you want to do. So,
yeah.
Because nothing like when you feel bad, when you're sick, when you feel hurt, you just don't care about anything else. So when you're in good health,
and
I am appreciative of that every day. Every day.
Yes, yeah. And funny you say that because my ear was hurting, and it seemed like every movement I made in my body, my ear seemed to hurt. It was the earring, actually. I take an earring out And it just seemed like everything hurt. I mean, just seemed like a throb. I don't care what I was doing, what I was moving, it just hurt so bad. It's like, good grief. Every little strand in your body is attached to other strands in your body. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's a distraction,
like, wow.
Because when you're concentrating on that pain, you really can't concentrate on whatever else that you want to do. So it's very much a distraction.
Right, right.
So when that distraction is gone because you're in good health, you have time to think, you have time to focus, you have time to concentrate on whatever it is that you want to concentrate on so that you can make plans for the future.
Yes. Because it's like, oh my goodness, this ear is killing me. It's like I couldn't lay down on that side, and that's the side I usually lay my head on. I couldn't do anything, not a doggone thing.
And that was because sometimes earrings, they get a little dirty, and they infect the hole that they're in.
Well, this one, my ear was used to a smaller earring, like just a wire, and I had put a bigger earring in, and so it wasn't used to something that size in the earring, so it just got infected. So I had to take the earring out, let it out, and it's fine now.
Yeah.
It's fine now. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've had two things that are a killer. I've had chronic neck pain. I've had back pain. I've had pains in my knees that lasted for decades and finally got rid of them by having surgeries. So to live a pain-free life is a good circumstance.
You sound like you're not decades old.
Well, I know I sound like I'm only in my 40s, but I'm older than that. I'm way older than that.
You're 41 or so.
I'm a senior citizen. I'm a senior citizen, darling.
Okay, I think we're both senior citizens, but hey, it's okay.
Who's
you and I?
Who's Oh, really? Oh, because a senior citizen is over 65. So, I'm over 65.
Okay,
oh, okay. You're close to it, but not over it.
Close to that.
Oh, all right, 64 and a half. I'll grant you that if you want to, press it. Okay.
That's exactly right.
So, there you go.
No, but yeah. I appreciate each and every person who comes on the radio for taking the time out just to even stop and listen, for a hot minute.
For my listeners, thank you. I know that's your routine. Thank you. Thank you so much for showing up. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, except Joe.
No, thank you.
I just like to give you a hard time in a bad way to go. You're fun. You're so fun.
Yeah, you have to go a long way to give me a hard time. That is not a hard time. That's why I'm grateful for not being in a relationship or a marriage that's abusive or boring, or just plain out of sorts, where two people are not in sync with each other anymore. That can be wearing on one's nerves. That can get on a person's psyche. That can ruin a person's emotional well-being. So I'm glad I'm not in that. That's why I have those boundaries, like I always talk about. I'm glad that I have my health. Right now, I have no pain whatsoever in my body.
That's wonderful.
Which is so cool, so cool. Especially when you've had years and years and years of pain, and then the pain goes away, either because of surgery. And I'll tell you another hint, which is very useful and works, and people don't believe it, but if you take away sugar from your diet, 90 days, a lot of what's affecting you will be cleared up.
Goes away. And did you know that sugar affects cancer?
Yep. It feeds right into the tumor. Uh-huh.
Feeds right into it.
So when I left, I used to have sugar by the ton, you know, gum, ice cream. I remember I was eating like at one time, I don't know, maybe for a stretch of about a week or two, I was eating like a half pint of ice cream a day, right, when I was younger. So it never affected me because I was younger. My metabolism, would, you know, soak it all up. But then later, you know, when you get into your 50s and stuff, and, actually in my 60s, when I had diabetes too, it wasn't diagnosed as diabetes too, but I knew I had it. I had tingling in my feet, tingling in my hands. It hurt to walk a little bit. I had pain in my knees. Also, when you go to the bathroom, you can smell, when you urinate, you can smell an overabundance, an excess of uric acid. And then it changed to ammonia. So I knew I had diabetes too. So I said to myself, I am not going to get diabetes 1, because if you have, you know, diabetes 1, you have to get on insulin. You have to go get shots. You have to go see the doctor. So I cut out sugar, cold turkey.
Okay.
And good within a very short time, I'm telling you, it's and everything else, all the other pains and stuff, because sugar is a poison. There are doctors who literally say sugar is a poison, and it probably is.
It is.
You know, I still eat some sugar today, but it's very limited. And right now, as I'm lying down, you know, talking with you, I have no pain in my body, no discomfort, and it is a pleasure.
That's great. That's really good. That's really good. We have a couple more people who have joined us today. We have
I don't want them on the line. Don't put them in. I don't want them in.
It's not about you, Joe.
That Thanksgiving dinner.
We have Reverend Carolyn. We're going to give them a hard time. And I believe
that's right, before they get in.
Also. Reverend Carolyn, would you like to tell us what you are thankful for or grateful for? If you can speak.
Praise the Lord. I am. Look, I didn't hear what the brother was saying. I think he was talking about some insulin or something, wasn't he?
Diabetes. He said that. He was talking about he wasn't trying to get to be a diabetic and have be a diabetic.
Go ahead, huh?
Be a diabetic, and we have 1 and 2. You know, you have your diabetes 1 and 2, and so he cut out sugar, and he feels great. He feels great.
Praise
so,
the Lord. Amen. I'm grateful, first of all, to be alive. I'm grateful to be alive. Every day I give thanks to the Lord for his goodness toward me, family, health, friends. So I'm just, I strive daily to be a person that expresses gratitude to friends, family, just saying thanks, you know, just saying thanks. And then I'm always singing, Lord, I'm grateful for all that you've done. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I would sing it, but I'm something tonight. But I could go. I'm just grateful. I just practice being a person that expresses gratitude, because life is so short, and I refuse to be a ungrateful person. You know, it could easily be that way, but I just express gratitude. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful to God that I'm saved. I'm grateful to God that I'm kept. I'm grateful for family. I'm just grateful. I'm not, look, like I said, I can go on and on and on. So
amen.
I can't complain.
Amen.
I don't have a bed of roses, but hey, it's good. It's good.
It's okay.
I learned to count it all joy.
Amen. Is that you, Solution? It might be him.
Hello?
Hello, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah, happy Thanksgiving. How the heck are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you. Thank you. And tonight we're talking about what are we grateful for and thankful for. So I just said I'm just going to do the lines and have them open for those who like to come on and tell us, tell the worldwide listening audience what they're grateful for and what they're thankful for. So if you, that's
yeah,
what you'd like
see
to do. We've been talking about other stuff, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
go
I
ahead.
See your little cornucopia here. So, no, I pretty much, I'm thankful for everything. I mean, every day, I'm the type of person who sort of treats every day similarly. I don't, you know, raise one day too much higher than the other. So, you know, I just sort of set my compass, as it were, on a slow upward climb, and there I go. I don't make a lot of like resolutions or nothing like that. I feel it's just best to set a course and then follow it and make adjustments as need be, or when when it's necessary. I'm thankful for everything, the little things, nature. Obviously, I give credit to God for having created nature. So that's a good thing. But I heard you guys mention briefly about sugar. And doctors are on this, they're on this tear about cholesterol. And it's not really cholesterol, according to what, you know, the various reports I've read, New England Journal of Medicine, Mayo Clinic, et cetera. Harvard also has a great medical department, a medical library. And they all link it to sugar. But sugar can be diluted. I don't think I could ever cut it out of my diet. You know, I use the, what do you call it, the brown sugar, less processed. White sugar is, it's less healthy. They say the only thing one should eat that's white are egg yolks and cauliflower, right? So, but I think, but I think drinking an abundance of water is good to dilute. You know, you go back to your old chemistry courses. I think it's the concentration of sugar more than anything else. I don't know if we could eliminate it, because you talk about fructose, honey. I enjoy natural. I mean, I wouldn't eat fruits if they didn't have a sweetness to them. I mean, that's, you know, other than their firmness and texture, if they are not sweet, I'm not down with the fruits, so. The sweetness is very, and that's a major source of energy, by the way.
Well, you have your natural sugars, you know, and the diet that I was on, it's called the 40-day turnip. We had to look at the labels of the foods that we wanted to eat and make sure there weren't any OSes to anything with ending in OSE. So we ate everything that was natural. I mean, I died on cucumbers. I love them so much and things like that. But it, even some of the fruits weren't supposed to eat because they were so high in sugar and so on. And we weren't supposed to also eat
citric acid.
Root.
That's right. Yeah.
Any root vegetables either, because they had, like potatoes, they have the starch that will turn to sugar. So therefore we had to eat stuff that was always on top of the ground. And we could eat strawberries, blueberries, and, you know, the different berries. And we couldn't even eat bananas. We weren't supposed to eat bananas. And I'm trying to think what else we weren't supposed to eat. But, I mean, I lost a lot of weight from just taking all of that sugar out of my diet. You know, and people, that happens. Just taking out all the processed sugar, anything that ends in oats. And if it has more than, what do you want to say, so many ingredients, that's not something you should be eating. because everything should basically be on the natural side. So,
can I give you a little bit of pushback on that?
You can give me a, yeah.
Yeah, well, when you go to commercialization, not that I don't agree with you, but when you go to commercialization, mm-hmm. you know, you got to mm-hmm. have the attraction. Sugar and salt are two big attractions. And also one has to talk about the preservatives. But I agree, none mm-hmm. of that stuff extends the shelf life. None of those preservatives are healthy. They're adverse
right.
to the body. But what else? Yes. High fructose corn syrup. Now, I understand
mm-hmm.
that to be something to definitely be avoided.
Mm-hmm. Anything with the OSC, dextrose, sucrose, anything like that, as we read the labels, you know, and if it has all those different ingredients in it, it's not healthy
mm-hmm.
for you. And if you can't pronounce them, they're definitely not healthy for you. If I'm going to eat a strawberry, it's going to say strawberry. It's not going to say strawberry preserved with fructose, lactose, dextrose, sucrose, and saturated fat.
Yeah, have you ever bought a sandwich from 7-Eleven and take a look at the ingredients? You're trying to buy
a ham
and Swiss.
Mm-hmm.
I know. And you take a look at the ingredients, they'll have at least 20 glyphosates, bisulfates, all kinds of sulfates, and you're asking yourself, where's the ham, where's the cheese? Because everything is manufactured and man-made, chemically produced.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's like, oh, heck no. But like I said, if it doesn't have this, you know, the ingredients that's supposed to be there, and you can use salt, but it's best to use like a Himalayan salt or a sea salt.
Sea
salt is better for you. Or pink Himalayan salt. And there's also...
never heard of that.
What else?
Himalayan salt.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. It's pink. Yeah, it's pink, and you don't have to use a lot of it.
Okay.
What else? There's also a white... Is it white pepper? No. It was something that was hard to find, and it's not black pepper. I think it's white pepper. No, it's not white pepper.
It is white pepper. Yeah.
No, there is white pepper, but that's not hard to get. It's another something else that was really hard to find in the stores and things. And even, was it the salad dressings and stuff, you know, that were zero calories. We had to look at everything that was included in that so that wouldn't we have any sugar base or any sugars and stuff. So they would direct us to a certain non-caloric or anything like that, calorie-based salad dressing. And they have some good ones out there, and you can create your own too. But it was, I lost it, 25
That's what
pounds
I did.
Off of that thing. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
just
yeah?
Take it, all the sugars out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I created my own salad dresser because I've always liked wishbone Italian. But I knew that it was high in sugar. So that I tried to create my own with ginger root. What are the other two ingredients? But it was, you know, it was a pain to mix them and then try to find the right combination to get a similar taste. And couldn't get it. So I stopped after I used ginger. Oh, geez. There's another herb that has a similar taste to ginger. I forget what I used. I'll take a look inside the cabinet later.
But, yeah.
And even though I enjoyed it, it didn't taste as good as wishbone. So I decided it wasn't worth the effort of trying to mix all of these. I mixed about four different herbs together, and it said trying to get them in the right combination wasn't worth it.
That's too bad. Because a lot of times,
I put in a little bit of sugar. But you know, if you don't eat food from a can, don't eat processed food, don't eat TV dinners, and you go a long way to preserving your health.
I used to love TV.
Everything
dinner.
I eat is everything I eat is fresh. I cook my own meat, and I make my own salad, buy my own lettuce and tomatoes, stuff like that. Everything is fresh. Anything that I eat that is somewhat processed, I have a little bit of a hankering for a certain candy, but that candy is not deleterious to me, so that's okay. But outside, but that's why I feel better today. You cut out the sugar.
Yeah. Mhm. And your breads and honey, we couldn't have honey either. I mean, so it's like, and let's see,
I'm
guava.
Kind of allergic to honey. Guava's
are
good.
You?
I put that in.
Mhm. We can
guava,
have the blue guava
add,
because of the.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I put guava into when I used to make milk. When you take like a banana or strawberry, you put it in the blender and you're a smoothie. So when I used to make smoothies.
Smoothie, okay.
You know,
okay.
Put a little guava in there. Yeah.
Yep, you couldn't have the guava. Mm-mm. But what was I going to say? Now I forgot what I was going to say. but, yeah, but on our plate, we're supposed to have, like, 20% of protein and the rest vegetables or green vegetables, you know. And the smaller the plate, the better you would, because eat our first meal within the hour when we get up. And every 3 hours after that. So we'd have about 4 or 5 meals, but they were under 400 calories. And so we calorie counted and everything. It was wonderful. I don't think I ate hardly ever over 200 calories a meal. Hardly ever ate over 200 calories because I stuck to the same thing. I have kale, you know, the blueberries, and I have the almonds. You could have almonds, walnuts. And I think some other nut as well, and we couldn't have raisins, we couldn't have grapes, couldn't have that, the good stuff.
No.
Nope.
I eat grapes all day. I eat grapes. Watermelon is my favorite fruit, especially when it's fresh.
Can't have
when
watermelon
it's not fresh,
either.
Oh, no?
Love
it's
watermelon.
Very, yeah, if you have it fresh, oh, what a sweet taste that. Watermelon, great. And grapes I have all the time. I eat nuts. Mm-hmm. I munch all day on nuts. You know, but even though I munch all day, I don't put on weight because I'm eating natural foods. And since I'm just munching and I'm not stuffing myself, you know, I don't put on weight. So, you know, I'm remaining healthy and, you know. But when I was talking about before about those three circumstances that I'm grateful for you know, not going to jail, not being in a hospital.
Four.
Yeah.
You said four.
Yeah, I added marriage. Four. But generally, it's, you know, if you're not homeless, if you're not in a hospital, and if you're not in jail, those circumstances, you know, are extremely dire circumstances. You ever watch, like, what is it, 60 Days In? You got to watch that program. Oh, it's so stupid. It's interesting, but it's stupid. And it's stupid because they actually have civilian volunteers who will go to jail, real jail now, okay, for 60 days as an undercover agent. Now, why would you want to subject a civilian with no training to be undercover for 60 days? So it's an interesting show,
but
the premise is really
these reality shows, Joe. Come on, it's a reality show. What do you think?
Yeah, right. They are
just something to catch your attention. That's all it is. That's all it is.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's got it. You have to ask yourself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like the reality shows until I found out that some of them are scripted. They actually manufacture certain situations within the show in order to create controversy so that they'll get ratings. So when I found that out, I said, forget it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Reverend Williamson, you still there? Yeah, you still there. What was I going to say? I forgot. What was I going to say? Oh, are you feeling better? Are you driving? Reverend Williamson? Okay. Sometimes she'll be driving. But no, she was not feeling well, and I'm glad she's feeling a lot better. She called me. She didn't have a voice. She just wasn't feeling good at all. So I'm so glad that she's feeling a lot better now. So that's another thing to be. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying I'm feeling a lot better. I still have some queasiness of my belly, but I don't know what's going on. I think I'm just I've been drinking a lot of milk lately, and I think that I'm becoming lactose intolerant. But I was just listening to the brother talking about he eat a lot of fruit and vegetables, make his own salad. I was like, that don't work for everybody because I do that just about every day. I snack through the day, and it'll be on like almonds or pecans or raw peanuts with no salt on them. Mm-hmm. Everything is no salt. And or great, you know, just fresh stuff, apples. But I'm not big, but I'm bigger than I've been ever. Probably my size when I had my babies. But, you know, I think I got about 20 extra on me that I don't want. And I think I eat really, really good. I don't eat processed, canned. I don't go to fast food. I don't eat frozen meal. I don't eat that kind of stuff. But I don't know. But I'm determined to get it off. That's all. I'll say it like that.
But
I'm working on it.
You could eat. You could eat right proper, but you have to also do some exercise. You know, to help burn, help make that that transition as well. So
yeah, especially at my age, though. You know.
Our age.
Well,
yes,
yeah.
Our senior citizen age, as Joe says.
Yeah.
Joe, you still there? Okay, I think he's still there. But I was hoping that more people would call in and tell us what they're thankful for, but that's okay. You know, I just didn't want this evening to go by and, you know, people not, you know, let others know what they're thankful for and grateful for and what have you. So I'm just grateful and thankful for everybody who, you know, who stops and takes time to even listen to the radio or to call in. Okay, that was Joe.
Thank you. Don't forget that. Yeah, that's me. I'm putting myself back on mute.
No, you're fine. You are fine. So it's just nice, you know, and like I was saying earlier, I didn't want people to be out there and think that they're alone because they're not alone, you know. But then again, I don't know who listens to the radio show either all the time. So I just
being
want
alone,
to,
being, yeah.
mm-hmm.
being alone isn't that that much of a burden. I remember one time we talked about it briefly on your show about being with a crowd can make you feel more alone than being by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's happened
mm-hmm.
to me on New Year's
mm-hmm.
Eve a couple of times, maybe on a
mm-hmm.
Christmas, maybe. I remember on a couple of New Year's Eves, and I would rather be by myself at times than to be in a crowd where everybody seems to be having fun. But it's
mm-hmm.
just not it, you know?
Conducive to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not conducive to making me feel good in that situation. Because
mm-hmm.
there's a bunch of people just having, you know, you don't know them or they don't know you that well. And, you know, a bunch of people getting drunk. And, you know, so it's like, yeah, everybody's having, you know, a good time. But
mm-hmm.
are they really having a good time, or are they just trying to escape something? So
right, that's true.
When you're in a situation like that, it's not for me. I'd rather be in a situation where there's a bunch of people, even if they're, you know, drinking, especially when they're drinking. And I'm a happy drunk. And when you have people who are having a good time and they just enjoy each other's company and enjoy the situation, enjoy the music, enjoy the tinkle of the glasses. So it's, that's good. But when you have people who seem to get together simply because they just, you know, they have nothing better to do and they don't like being alone, it's not quite the same. So I'd rather be by myself if I had a choice. Now that I'm older and wiser.
Okay. Okay. Older and wiser. No, but it's like you say, being alone, you know, in a crowd, you could still be by yourself, like you say, and it's, and you shouldn't be like that. So what do? You mix and mingle, you know. That's what I would do. But sometimes it's just, I just like going out, and I like to watch people. I'm a people watcher. I will go out and just sit and watch the, how people act and react and, you know, the things that people do to try to get somebody's attention. Like I had a question the other day, you know, what is your best pickup line? I think that was what the question was or something like that. If you saw somebody you'd want to date, what would your pickup line be? I would think that was the question. So how did you answer that, Joe?
Well, I didn't. I don't even remember being on that. No. Mm-mm.
You didn't
being
hear that,
on that show. No,
that
you know, there are times when
day.
I'm off. Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Best pickup line?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are times when I'm on your show.
Somebody.
Yeah. When I'm on your show, but I'm not, I don't stay till the end. Sometimes I'm off after an hour and a half, 2 hours or so. So your show continues.
No, you're still on.
And
you were still
on. Oh, I'm still on? I don't remember that. Oh, okay. My best pickup line? I don't have one.
I said if you saw someone you'd like to date, what would your pickup line be?
Uh-huh. I would just say hello. You know, how you doing? I saw you over there. Thought I'd come over and talk to you. First off, I never offer anybody a drink. I don't do that.
Okay.
And that's about it. Like I say, you know.
I said, "What is your credit score?" And I had those guys laughing. I think you were still on there when I said that. What is your credit score?
When you said what? Oh, what is your credit score?
That was a. That was my pickup line. I said, what is your credit score? Can you afford me?
Oh, man. Can you afford me? Oh.
No, I didn't say
you know, if somebody
me,
said,
I said what?
I don't know. If somebody said that to
that.
Me, no, but if somebody came up to me and said that to me, she'd have to be somebody that I've seen around because then I would know she was joking. But I have you ever had, you know, you've never had this, but if a woman asks you, you know, what kind of car do you drive? What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
When somebody asks me that right off, you know, right out of the gate, I don't want to be bothered with them because I know exactly what they're looking for.
Oh, okay. I'd like to know what you do because, like, maybe it might be interesting to me. I said, oh, so what do you do for a living? You know, mama said.
Yeah,
said,
not
okay.
right out the gate, I wouldn't. No, not for me. Nah. I mean, if it's, you know, if you, how you doing, you know, stuff like that. Have, you know, what, you know, have you seen this kind of movie before or have you been here often and stuff like this? I mean, it sounds kind of like trite, but it's, if it's, what do? If it's in, if it's said, especially in a way which has a lot of intent behind it, like, they're especially listening to what it is that you're going to say. I don't want to be bothered with that. Yeah, you can say, you know, oh, so what do? As a matter of, you know, opening up a conversation. If it sounds like that, okay. But there are other, you know, there are other opening lines that a woman can use, which would, you know, make me feel that she's not
more comfortable,
interested in going out in a nice car or going out on a nice dinner date. So, you know, but there are other ways of approaching somebody.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But if somebody came up to me and said, you know, what's your credit score, and said it as a joke, and I knew it was a joke, I would laugh. I would just laugh.
Okay.
That would be a nice. That would be a nice icebreaker. You know,
ice
something
breaker.
Like that. Yeah. And
so
it would
what's your credit score?
Good confidence. I would say, oh, what's your credit score? You know, we can go back and forth.
No.
And then go from there. You know, then you can go on with. I've seen
you
here
mine
before.
If you tell me yours. Mm.
Right, something like that, you know. And then the guy can go, I'll show you mine if you show me yours, you know. And he can go back and forth and build from there. So it's, yeah. But
that's
what
funny.
Do you
that's
know?
Funny.
You know, it's like, what guy asks a girl, what do you do with the intention of trying to find out if she has enough money? If a guy asks
if
that,
she has
is
enough
to find
money?
Out.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. If she has enough money, they don't. That's the point I'm getting to.
Mm-hmm.
If a guy asks that,
okay.
It's, you know, it's just to open up some conversation. So something like that, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I feel it's just a, you know, an opening up of the conversation, not a problem. But I remember one time in particular, one girl just asked me, and I think it was the second question out of her mouth. So what do you do? And I'm looking at her, and I'm saying, what I do is too good for you. But I didn't say that to her.
Mm.
You know, I just I just deflected. So.
Okay, deflected.
Yeah.
Mm.
And when you deflect well enough, the girl gets the idea, you know, that you're not interested in a conversation, they walk away. So that's good.
Yes. So you try to turn her off before she turns you off or anything?
Well, I'm already turned off, so I just hope that she gets turned off enough to walk away. But, I mean, if you know that the girl isn't really, you know, just trying to be friendly, you can say something like, well, I'm an astronaut, you know? And you can take it from there. You can joke around with that and take it from there.
Okay. I'm okay. That's cool. Okay. So you don't like the other person.
So if the girl is quick, she can say, so you're always flying off into space, eh? I say, yeah, that's right. I like it out here in space. You know, and, you know, I like a girl who knows how to joke, but a girl without a sense of humor. A girl without a sense of humor has no sense. I don't have any reason to be with her.
Okay. Interesting. All right, good conversation. Very good conversation. Reverend Carolyn.
Yeah, how do you pick up guys, Reverend?
She's married.
Oh, all
she
right.
She's married. She has a husband, so she's not gonna. She will not answer. Well, I won't say she won't answer. She may have had a line when she was younger, or you know, before she met her husband.
Mm-hmm.
But she is married, so. I think I'm going to close out early because we've got about an hour and 10
minutes. Okay.
Because I have a wedding I have to do, and I got to do the mother of the bride.
Oh, congratulations.
So.
You should have told us before.
I didn't say my wedding. It's not my wedding.
What do we call you from now on?
Miss Inez. It's not my wedding,
Joe. It's
somebody else's.
Oh, it's not. Oh, okay.
It's not my wedding. No. It's someone else's wedding. and I have to do her veil and her mother's dress. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, So I was trying to.
You know what, though, on the next show, we could ask, would you ever consider getting married again? Because you've been married twice. Would you ever consider getting married again?
Men have asked me that question. I would. It'd have to be really the right one. And so I'd probably be a little bit more cautious. But, you know, right now I'm living la vida loca. I'm living the crazy life.
Living the life. Yeah.
I am living la vida loca. Because right now I'm just, I like doing what I'm doing at the store and also with the radio, and that takes up a fair and a decent amount of time, and I wouldn't want that to take away from the relationship. You know, oh, you're busy.
Yeah.
You're busy. Cause that's what I tell them I'm doing now. Oh, when can I take you out? Well, I don't do radio Friday and Saturday and Monday. And I like to, I still have these other things I got to take care of. So basically they're excuses, but they're truths. They're truths.
They're for guys that you're not interested in. If you were interested in the guy, you'd make some time.
Even if I was interested, I'd make time, but I'm still telling the truth, but for real. Because Monday nights, getting ready for maybe Tuesday, and then on the weekend, I might be driving, out of town or something, or trying to do my own other sewing as well, or projects that I'm working on. So that's why I just kind of try to stay in the background and out of sight and out of mind. Kind of.
Okay.
But I mean, if Mr. Wright could take me away from all of this, I might, but I still have to think about it, because I don't want to give up some things when they already know that
right.
I do these things. You know what I'm saying? So we'd have to, what's the word?
Well, at least you
compromise.
Consider it. Yeah. You would consider it. Me, I wouldn't consider marriage at all.
Oh, you wouldn't? And you've never
Not
been married,
all.
Have you? Okay.
Nope.
Okay. Would you get, you don't want to get married?
Oh, that's
married
another
all,
thing I should be grateful
it?
For. No, that's another thing I'm grateful for, that I've never been married.
So you're saying on my other show, would I talk about getting married again? Is that what you're asking?
No, not
me?
To talk about it. I mean, you personally. I mean, would you? I mean, if you want to talk about it as a topic, my answer would be real quick. No, I wouldn't consider marriage. I always believe in a long-term relationship can be sustained without the sanctions of the church or the state. So marriage,
okay.
Not.
And I think we talked about that at a show as well, on a show.
We did. Yeah, we did.
We talked about, the length of some people been together, anywhere between 8, 10, 15 years. And, it's like that's not what they want to do. They don't want to get married. And some people want to get married and just happen. So we shall see. We shall see. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Well, I wish you good luck on your friend's marriage coming up.
Basically, I'm doing the clothes because they came into the store, and since I can do what I can do or do what I do, that's what I'm helping. It's not actually a friend of mine. It's just somebody who came into the store who needed to have some stuff done. So, no, it's not my friend, but I mean. You know how easy I make friends, and so now it's kind of like, okay. And so the person who owns the store is doing the wedding, so I'll be in the store while he's doing the wedding. So, so I won't be going. So, but I think it's, I don't know. I mean, I think I'd like to get married, but I don't know. I'd have to be really, really have to really consider it, because someone asked me that. Oh,
yeah. But if you fell in love with somebody, do you necessarily have to be married?
Have to get
a lot
married.
Of women feel
no.
that they do. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Because, you know, a lot of women would say, well, you're wasting my time. I'm giving you the best years of my life, and you have no intention of marrying me, or if you're not really sure, if you're up in the air. You know, I had a girlfriend who laid it out subtly, then not so subtly, but without being obnoxious about it, about the fact that I didn't want to get married. So, you know, she had to live with it because I told her I'm not the marrying kind.
And a lot of times men ask you if you want to get married, and I say, well, I'm keeping my last name, and they say, oh, no, you're not. It's like, oh, yes, I am. No, you're going to take my last name. No, I'm not. I've had changes in last name. I'm not doing it again.
Well, you can always, you can do both. You can have, like, for example, let's say you marry somebody. Oh, you're not hyphenating? Oh, my God.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
He'd have to take my last name.
Oh, really?
That
is
could
that
be
right?
a subject. You know, if you got married, would the man consider taking her last name?
I don't think there's anything wrong in it if the man doesn't mind at all.
Right.
I mean, let's say the woman is more prominent, right? And he doesn't mind being known as, you know, as being married to Mrs. Jones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if his name is, let's say his name is Davis.
Smith.
So his name is, yeah, so he'd be known as Mr. Davis Jones, hyphenated Jones. If he doesn't, I don't think it's ever happened, but if it does happen, I would just say, okay. Now I have to make the distinction, though. Is he doing it because he doesn't mind and he really wants to please his wife, or is he doing it because he's a simp, you know? If he's doing it because he's a simp.
I think they discussed it, and it's like, hey, you know, it's like she's the man in the marriage instead of him being the man. But I think I've heard it done once. Just like the young lady has taken the name of her father, and she's become a junior. I've seen that.
Junior?
I have seen that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've seen that twice. Yep. And she's become a junior.
Well,
so
there are so many people.
It's interesting. I know, that's really interesting. But, yep, I've seen that twice so far. Yes, sir. They've been kind of junior.
Well, if you're ready to close out the show, I'm ready to have a close out as well.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. Reverend Williamson? If she's still there. Okay, she must have gone. Okay, well, I'm going to go with the announcements. Is, you know, the memorial service for Sharon Salisbury Frazier in Yakima. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be going to Yakima. It's the initial plan, so we'll see how that goes. It's being planned for December, so if anybody would like to be on the program for that service, just contact me either through letsdoitradio@gmail.com or contact me by phone, text, or what have you. And so that I can go ahead and put you on the program. So thank you about that. And this Sunday, November 27th, Reverend Ronnie Marshall will be speaking. He's with True Worshipers Ministry out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And basically all these times at the same time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And on the 29th and the 1st of December, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. Don't know what we'll be talking about, but we'll find something to talk about. So please join us on those evenings, the Tuesday and Thursday. And, of course, support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away From God album through all music media. And he has another one coming out around Christmas. So stay tuned for that, and you might be able to put in somebody's stocking. And if you like what you hear on the Spirit Radio, let's keep it on the air by donating via Cash App to $ANAISEVALCOUR, or to Venmo with the @MZ-INEZ, or if you know my telephone number, you can send it through Zelle. And we are also accepting sponsorships. So if you know anybody who would like to sponsor Let's Do It Radio, please have them contact me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And as Joe says, you always say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to our worldwide listening audience for joining in for this evening, for my callers, for being thankful and grateful. And you just don't know how much I appreciate each and every one of you for joining in and being a part of this evening and impacting the lives of so many of us, because, you know, just the few words that you may have said has impacted somebody's life, as being grateful and thankful. And if you have a topic, if you have one, let me know, and we might be discussing it on Miss Inez Says. So contact me, of course, at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, or you can contact me at 845-241-9985 during the show and say, hey, Miss Inez, have I got a topic for you? And so we could be discussing it. We could put it out there in a future date and be discussing it. And you can also listen to previous episodes on demand at www.blogtalkradio.com. And it's under Let's Do It Radio. Yes, indeedy, sweetie. And I've had a lot of people going back and listening to a lot of the topics, so they find these relationship topics quite interesting, which I do too. So I'm just thankful for everybody who calls in and we talk about them, my little panel of people who follow me and join me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Falco Designs. And you can find me at www.ANAISEVALCOUR.com or on Facebook and Instagram under the same name, Inez Falco. So the question of the evening, which person are you bringing on a date? Yes, that's what I said. Which person are you bringing, the real you or the made-up fake you? So which one are you bringing to the date? Until we meet next time, be thankful, happy Thanksgiving, and let's get it off your chest and let's talk about it. Thank you again. I'm going to close out on Be Grateful. By, I believe, Donnie McClurkin. Have a good evening and happy Thanksgiving.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. This time I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Day after day, forever,
Again, thank you to every one of you for this evening, and pray that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And until we meet again, God be with you. Have a blessed evening. Have a blessed day. Until Sunday, when we have service, Reverend Ronnie Marshall will be speaking that day, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Please, please, please be safe. And take care of one another. Amen. Peace out.